Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, the halacha is that we don't force children to fast on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that we're mechanech them to fast at least a year or two before, which Rashi explains means a year or two before Samach Lepirkan, which is 2 or 3 years before they become Bar and Bas Mitzvah. And the reason for that is in order to be margul them in the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur, that they should know about the fast. So now says the Gemara, if you're telling me already 2 years before Samach Lepirkan that you have a chiyuv to teach them to already start fasting, at least the Taina Shois. So then a year before, of course, if they already started 2 years before. So says the Gemara, it depends on the health of the child. A child who's healthy, he starts fasting already 2 years before Samach Lepirkan, meaning 3 years before he becomes Bar Bas Mitzvah. A child is a chaylu, who's very weak, so then they only start fasting a year before Samach Lepirkan, meaning 2 years before Bar Bas Mitzvah. Says the Gemara now, Amr Rav Huna, Ben Chasu Ben Tas, he's talking about a girl who's 8 or 9, if she's healthy, then when she's 8, if she's a Chaylas, then when she's 9. So Mechanchen Oysay L'Shois, so we start training them to fast the Taina Shois 4 years before the Chiyav Midah Raisa fasting, 3 years before the Chiyav Midah, 3 years before Samach Lepirkan. Ben Yudu Ben Yud Aleph, when they turn 10 or 11, someone who's healthy, a girl who's healthy when she's 10, when she's a Chayla, when she's 11, so Mashlimin Midah Rabbanan. So then a year or two before her Bas Mitzvah, she's a Chiyav Midah Rabbanan to be Mashlim the fast. Ben Yud Beis, once she becomes Bas Mitzvah, so then Mashlimin Midah Raisa, so then she has a Chiyav Midah Raisa to be Mashlim the fast, she's a regular Gedayla. And all of this was Betinaikas. All of this was said about a girl. For Rav Nachman Amar, just a parallel about a boy, that Ben Tas Ben Yud, when he's 8 or when he's 9 or 10, so everything's just going to be a year later, just like a boy only becomes a Gadol a year after a girl. So when he's 9 or 10, that's when Mechanchen Aysan Lashois, that's when we're Mechanechim to fast the Taina Shois, Ben Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimi Midarabanan. That's when he has Zechia Midarabanan, Midin Chinuch, to be Mashlim the fast. And Ben Yud Gimel, once he becomes Bar Mitzvah, so then Mashlimi Midaraisa, so then he has to be Mashlim the fast, Midaraisa, he's a regular Gadol, and that's all said about the Tinaik. So that's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. They both really just complement each other, but they both really have the same shita. Everything's telling the same amount of years before Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Rav Yechonon Amar, no, Ashlama Midarabanan Laka. There's no such thing ever as being Mashlama Fast Midarabanan. And therefore, Ben Yud Aleph Mechanchen Oysan L'Shais, it's when he turns 10 or 11, that's when he starts fasting in Taina Shais. This is talking about a girl, so a year or two before her Bas Mitzvah. And Ben Yud Beis Mashlama Midaraisa, and then once she turns 12, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah, so then she's Zechi Midaraisa to be Mashlama the Fast, but there's no two steps, it's just one step. There's a Taina Shais before she becomes Bas Mitzvah, and that's it. So a year or two before her Bas Mitzvah, depending on her health, she starts fasting a Taina Shois, and then once she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she's Mashlim the fast. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah had said, Tanan, Tanti Noike, say, Ma'adin Oison, Yom Kippurim, we don't force them to fast. But we do, we are Mechanech them to fast a year or two before, which we said means, Lefneshan, Lefneshtayim, means a year or two before Samach Lepirkan. So that's 2 or 3 years before they become Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So Mishnah, Melarafun of Rav Nachman, we have a way to read the Mishnah. That what happens 2 or 3 years before Bas Mitzvah? Lefneshan, Lefneshtayim, you know what it means? It means lefnei shana ledivrayim, or lefnei shtayim ledivrei Torah. It means that 2 years before the chiyav hashlama midarabanan, and 3 years before the chiyav hashlama midaraisa. So the Mishnah could be talking about a chayla fasting a tiny shayis. And the halacha is that a girl who's a chayla starts at 9, a boy who's a chayla starts at 10, which is 2 years before the chiyav hashlama midarabanan, which is 11 for the girl, 12 when she's for a boy, which is 3 years before the chiyav hashlama midaraisa, 12 for the girl and 13 for the boy. So that's how you'll read the Mishnah that's talking about a chayla fasting a taina shayis, and it's lefnei shan, lefnei shtayim is really referring to the same year of when the chayla starts beginning to fast a taina shayis. It's just two ways of describing that year. It's 2 years before the Chiyav Hashlama Midarabanan, and 3 years before the Chiyav Hashlama Midaraisa. But it says the Gemara, Elu Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's nothing that happens 2 years before Samach Lepirkan, meaning 3 years before Gadlus. There's nothing that happens at that age. So how is Rabbi Yochanan going to learn the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Amar l'charab Yechnon, Maishano Yishtayim, Samach l'pirkon. It doesn't mean l'fnei shana l'fnei shtayim. It means shana yishtayim samach l'pirkon. It means a year or two before the age of godless. So it's referring to a chayla or a bari, that they start fasting in Taina Shois a year or two before godless. Someone who's a chayla just a year before the age of godless, and someone who's a bari, so then 2 years before the age of godless, that's when they start fasting the Taina Shois. Says the Gemara now, a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, the Tani, Tashma, we have a raya from a Braisa, the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tinoikos, Ein Ma'anin, Oysan, Yom HaKippur. The law is that we don't force children to fast in Yom Kippur. Avam, Lechanchen, Oysan, Shana, Yishtayim, Samal Habirkon. It says Shana Yishtayim. It doesn't say Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Yishtayim. It says a year or two before the age of godless. So that can only make sense if you're Rabbi Yechanan. So Bishlam, Bilo Rabbi Yechanan, Nicha. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it makes very sense, a lot of sense. The Chiyuv Chinuch of fasting at Taina Shois is a year or two before Bar Bas Mitzvah, depending on the health of the child. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Kasha. But according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, so it's a Kasha. The Chiyuv Chinuch of fasting at Taina Shois starts much before then. So says the Gemara, Amr Lecha Rabbanon, my chinuch nami dekatani ashlama. The chinuch that the Braisa is talking about is not talking about the Taina Shois. It's talking about the chinuch of being maslim the fast, which taka is a year or two before the age of godless, a chayla 1 year before, or a bari 2 years before. That's what the Braisa is talking about. Says the Gemara, Mikari lechinuch ashlama. Would you really call it chinuch if it's talking about ashlama? V'atanibah, we learned in the Braisa, Ezel chinuch, what's considered chinuch when it comes to Yom Kippur? Hayoragu lecho b'shtei shois. If the child is used to eating 2 hours into the day, so machilin osan l'shalosh. So we feed him 3 hours into the day. B'shalosh, if he's used to eating 3 hours into the day, machilin osay ba'arba. So we feed him 4 hours into the day. So you see that the chinuch, when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur, is referring to a tiny shois, not fasting the whole thing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Barula, Trei Chinuch, Havu. There's two types of chinuch. It's a dinim. There's the din of fasting and Taina Shois, and there's the din of fasting and Bimashim, the fast, not the kasha. Says the Mishnah, Obra Shei Richa, Machil Naisa, Acha Toshim Nafsha. The lacha is that if you have a Meuberes, that she has a craving for something, she smells something, or really it's the Ober, the fetus which smells something, and the Isha feels it, and now she has a craving to eat this thing. So the halacha is that we consider it a sakana, and therefore we feed her, even though it's Yom Kippur, we'll feed her until she feels that she doesn't eat it anymore. Acha Toshim Nafsha. Chayla machilon aysel al pibekiyin. The lach is the chaylon yim kipper. Chayla sheish by sakana. So we'll feed him if the doctors say that he needs to eat. Then ancient bekiyin machilon aysel al piatzmai. If there's no doctors and he says he needs to eat, so also we'll believe him and we'll feed him. Achiyoy merdai until he says that no, he doesn't need any more. But until then, we'll believe him and we'll give him food. Which all of this will be discussed in the Gemara. So first we'll discuss the Reisha. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Obra Shei Richa Basar Kodesh, Ay Basar Chazir. So now instead of talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking about now a Milberis that smells different types of foods that she's not allowed to eat, whether it's Hektish or it's Basar Chazir. So the halacha is, Taychevin La Kush Baraitev, Umanichin La Apia. So the halacha is that we take a stick, we take a spit, we put it into the sauce of this meat, and we give it to her, we put it by her mouth. If that settles her mind, then great. If not, we'll feed it to her. If giving her the roitev itself, that makes her feel better, then great. If not, then we'll give her the actual meat. Shuman atzma, the actual meat. She'en lecha davar sha'aymin b'fnei pikuach nefesh, chutz me'avadazara v'gila rayas u'shvichas damen. Because the ma'isa, nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, except for the big three aviris of gila rayas, of avadazara gila rayas u'shvichas damen. But otherwise, even though it's Yom Kippur, which is a chiv karis, we'll give her to eat if it's pikuach nefesh at stake. Says the Gemara, Avaydazar Minalan, how do we know this halacha? The Gemara is going to go through all three. We'll just discuss the first one for now. But Avaydazar Minalan, how do we know that a person has to give up his life not to serve Avaydazara? We said everything, nothing stands in the way of Pikuach Nefesh except for these three. So Avaydazara, a person has to give up his life not to serve Avaydazara. What's the Makar? The Tani will learn in the Braisa. It says that you should love Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol ma'idecha. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer, em never b'chol nafshcha. If the Torah already tells us, b'chol nafshcha, you have to love Hashem and give up your life for it, so then lama nema b'chol ma'idecha. So why does the Torah have to say you have to give up all your money? If the bigger chiddush is that you have to give up your life, so then kol shekein you have to give up your money. Em never b'chol ma'idecha, and if you'll tell me that no, giving up your money is the bigger chiddush, that you even have to give up all your money, So then just say that. Why does the Torah have to say the other one? So says the Rebbe Eliezer, because for some people the bigger chiddush is the fact that you have to give up your life. So therefore the Torah says b'chol nafshecha. There's some people that the bigger chiddush is to give up all your money. And therefore the Torah says with all your money. So meaning to say is that Rebbe Eliezer had a kasha, just say the bigger chiddush. And then I'll know the other one. The answer is that there is no one objective bigger chiddush. It's subjective. For some people, giving up your life is the bigger chiddush. For some people, giving up all your money is the bigger chiddush. So therefore, the Torah says both. But Al Kapanim, we see from Rebbe Eliezer that the way he understood the pasuk of "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha" means that the person has to give up his entire life in order to love Hashem, which means in order not to serve avodah zarah. So this is the makar that a person has to give up his life not to serve avodah zarah. Oh, you're right.